as you hopefully realized, at the time this past Friday was September 11th, and didn't spend a lot of time, but made me think very briefly about the 9/11 truthers. You remember the tinfoil hat wearers who thought it was the government that made everything happen that day. They faded quite a bit. Or have they? Have they been replaced by, referred to them earlier, the COVID-19 truthers? Because both have something in common. They deny the existence of the true enemy. 9/11 truthers to this day deny radical Islamic terrorism, leaving prone millions over the years to fall prey to that true terror. COVID-19 truthers do the same thing. Their refusal to rely on science and personal responsibility encourage leaving millions prone to the true enemy. The lack of respect for themselves, and especially others, have created a large number of recruits. Still wondering how all these COVID-19 truthers are reacting to the Bob Woodward revelations about President Trump this past week via those audio tapes. Truthers seem to have this knack of looking at the reality and making excuses or erasing it in their, what's the flippant of phrase, minds. And no doubt they'll do the same with COVID-19 and the reality. But going back to the truth, the real truth about September 11th, and what we should to this day be carrying from that day, we did very briefly after those horrors struck on that day and the aftermath caused them to linger. We sort of drifted from all that, didn't we? I want to turn to my favorite poet, Matty Stepanek, whose name might ring a bell with you. He wrote a series of best-selling of all things poetry books. He always wanted to be remembered as a poet, a peacemaker, and a philosopher who played. You saw him quite frequently on the Oprah show. He was a Goodwill ambassador for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Matty wrote this when he was, do some fast math here, 11 years old. It's entitled 9/11/2001. It was a dark day in America. There was no Amazing Grace. Freedom did not ring. Tragedy attacked sky high, fiery terror reigned, structures collapsed, red with blood, white with ash, and out of the sky blue. As children trust elders, citizens find faith in leaders, but all were blinded, shocked by the blasts, undefiable outrage, undeniable outpouring, or support, even prayer, or at least moments of silence. Church and state could not be separated. A horrific blasting of events with too few happy endings. Can the children sleep safely in their beds tonight? Can the citizens ever rest, assured of national security again? God, please bless America and the rest of our earthly home.
I'd love to have you join me, and you could sing the harmony or the melody or another song altogether if you like, because it really is the spirit that counts. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like there 10,000 years. When we've been there 10,000 years.
Today I'd like to leave you with this. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:37-39.